through this? Well, it's going to be the nice of the Hemshik, it's not Nishnish Bar. I don't think we have enough time to start another meter. But we'll see, maybe in Yarmak Shurim. We saw in the Zen that Ikemahalach. To be sakin, to be oivin, to be misalik, to be the zakinu. It's for each and every one of us to be oimir on our chilek in life. It's psuchan chelkai, it's mech the chelkai. We each have a chilek. It's a chelkainu besur and secha. The sire of everything, we have to find a chilek, we have to find a chilek, and we have to live in that world. It has to be clear. Like Lashon Rashi, Shem Chazal, this is Parsha. It's Pesach's Parsha. There's a Gvul. You have your Velt, you have your Olam HaYochid, you have your individual place in this world. And it's Gehert sitting there. It doesn't Gehernish Tzunander. And his Yeres Velt also doesn't have any Shaychas to you. This is Pesach's Parsha, the Parsha of the Iker Parshas of Kin in the Torah. Korach, Sofer Shal Korach was that the Yiftach Adam has Pia, the Tivlo Isam. So, Mary de Gazach, a lot of different creeds here, obviously, what exactly was the this Pazundere, this Einish Bederach Nes, but one Prat, maybe one Akuda. One of the pratim, one of the nekudas that we find is the pasuk says, "V'tiftach eretz es piyav, v'tivlo yisam es patem es kol adam, shel karach." Vayeridu heim v'chol asher lehem chayim shoyla. There's hadgasha that they went down live. But the chas aleim eretz v'yeridu mitoich hakol. Mashmoyis advarim was this wasn't an earthquake. An earthquake is an alechatim said a person dies. Mashmoyis advarim was, they weren't even zoiche, this is part of the Einish, they weren't even zoiche tamisa. A regular person, he dies. Sometimes he dies by misa meshunet. Sometimes he's killed by another person. He dies young, dies old. But there's a misa. Misa is a certain, right? It seems to be zoiche to be mace. They were here. The Adama opened up its peel and it went down. Finished. The Adama went back and it's like an Aveda. They were never. They were here one day, they were in the view, and then all of a sudden, Nelmu Mitoicha Ifik. Not here anymore. Efshtu Likin Nem, Mitaka Mida Kenegan Mida, the Gabi Sigi we were talking about. We're not doing Misa, the Pshat is that every Gidin Klaus will taco. Every human being Be'etzim, Klai Yisrael has a more special chilek. Every human being has this chilek, has this tafkid when he's created. And his tafkid, what his tafkid is, only the Eibishim knows, Bebiru. But the Maisa, comes a day, comes a time, when there's a Misa. Misa is a closure of that tafkid. Misa is the end. Came to assume. Hashem Nosan, Hashem Lokach. Sometimes it's earlier than we thought the tafkid. The surrounding people thought the tafkid to end, but this is the seifa tafkid. A person was left in a velt from kinnah. So what happens? He never ever built that velt. He never built that velt that hits his world and not a. He never lived in that path that was his private path. That was his private tafkid. He was never living in his chelik. So ligda. We've done there in Ish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, he stopped, he just disappears. There's no end. There was no tchila, there was no end. You weren't living in your tafkid. You were never living in a mahalach that you had dying tafkid. You were living in Enesveld. You were running around, jumping in Yenis Gatchkas. You were never by you. So comes the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tivla, or it says, never the Chaim Shoyle, Pasha, this. In the middle, Pasha, mid, and Pasha, stop. There's no beginning, there's no end. This is the Etzma the Torah is showing us. This was your whole life. You weren't living your chelik. Holding the parashas Korach, can't help to be makasha a little bit. Meaning, I say in to the sugya of machlokes. The sugya of machlokes, which this is talking the makar. This parasha is learning the makar. The first parasha talks about is the makar. The lava machlokes is shleitiyek Korach ladosa. So it's not coincidental that it's connected with the parasha of Kina. Many times, Kina causes machlokes. But what I want to talk about for a few minutes, you have to talk about machlekes. Machlekes are so, unfortunately, matzi in Klal Yisrael today. Soon, 3 weeks, Klal Yisrael's focus is a little bit working on the sugya of machlekes and the schinim. But there's a big san hashava from the sugya of machlekes, but even klali b'chlal, and the yom you're working on in kina. There's a very similar koyach in the koyach as a nefesh. There's the ikagrim of kina, that's also the ikagrim of machlekes. Machlekes is a bit different than kina. Most, again, because there are times that it's part, kina causes machlekes. You see, yen is mutzlach, and yen has atzlocha, got exactly what you wanted, and maybe you make a machlekes again. Or rather, that happens at all. Asach mo machlekes. It's lav dafka, yen is mutzlach, more mutzlach than you. Yen, if I care, the way you see it, even is less mutzlach than you. But the pshat is, yen is andush. It's Andrush. Most of us comment see from Machlekes. Some of the Ikagoyim from Machlekes today in Klal Yisrael. The Harbe Drochim, the many Drochim there are in how to have Yiddishkeit, how to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's 12 Shvatim. In the Toichim it seems like there's many, many, many Shvatim. There's so many different Drochim. Eich Lavet is Hashem. Sfaradi Ashkenazi. Litvish Chassidish. Which Chassidus? Which yeshiva, Panovich, Meir, Brisk, modern, Orthodox, Israeli, American, English, Russian. So many different paths, so many different things, and each one has its connection, each one. And when we're exposed, then we meet up with a person and a chilek of Klal Yisrael that's different than us. So there's an urge to make a machlekes. There's the urge to be chilek. Over here, it's lav dafka yen is more mutzlach than us. It's not dafka we see something so special. I really want it. You know, I really would want what he had, what he wants to have. This modern Orthodox guy comes into the shul and he starts davening like a modern Orthodox guy. It's not that he thinks, okay, I wish I would daven like him. Lav dafka. Well, the Hasidic guy, we're giving. Oh, but there's machlokes. What? There's a tzara show here. I want to get deeper. The first aschalas of Aram is. Every time there's something else, there's another path, there's another derech. It's presenting something else, another option, something else besides me. There's something else besides me. We spoke about the sugya of kina. Where does kina hit us? Kina hits us in a nekuda of yichidus. We all have a nekuda of anoichis. We all have a nekuda that we were created, that we're supposed to feel. But we feel what we have is special. We're something special. When someone proposes another tzad, there's something else beside you. Forget about it, it's better than you yet. What do you mean, there's something else? There's another path. The very fact there's something else that's against us. We once mentioned, this is probably good, we want to label it, there's a Nusach and Chazal, kin of a tacharus. They come out together, they're brothers, kin of a tacharus. This is tacharus. The very fact there's something else, there's something else. That's an attack on us, just like the Hatzloch of Yen is attacking us. Just like when a friend who's just like us is mutzlach to me, that attacks my anoichis, that attacks my anoichis. And I feel over there, I feel inferior. So too when there's somebody, lav dafka, that he's doing something better than me. But he's presenting a whole nother mahalach in Yiddishkeit, another mahalach in doing a certain thing, that also is attack on me, is attack on myself, and saying, what, there's something else. And he thinks he's better. He thinks he's the zach. There's no room in the midas and the koyches and nefesh of a mensch. There's no room for two. There's no leave room for two. There's my way and our way. Thus and thus. This thing's a zach. And this is kamat the same exact sugya as kina. If we would buy our world, and we would be comfortable in our chelik, And we'd be 100% sholim in our mahalich, the same way kinnah wouldn't bother us. So the under mahalchim, the under derochim in Yiddishkeit, they wouldn't attack us. I give you a marshal, it's just too much sholim to bring out to make them a little colorful. The sugya is like, yeah, hundreds and hundreds of cases. It's coming before Rosh Hashanah. I pump into my Hasidish, a friend, and he tells me, it's a week before Rosh Hashanah, he says, I said, well, what's going on with Rosh Hashanah planning? He goes, before it's to the Rebbe. Before it's to the Rebbe. Goes to the Rebbe. His Rebbe could be in America, his Rebbe could be in Bnei Brak. A week before Yeshiva, a week before Rosh Hashanah, you're going, what's going to be the start of the Yeshiva? What you, I mean, where else is going to be Rosh Hashanah? A serious mitzvah, but not by the Rebbe. Yeah, these are the types of cases. These different mahalchim in Yiddishkeit can be so drastically different. Like you start, like I said. And then he starts screaming at me. He says, what, you're going to be in Yeshiva or Shana? Your Rebbe is still in America. What are your Rebbe in America? Okay, your Rebbe. So you're not going to be like your Rebbe? He starts screaming at me and attacking me. Like, and I'm like, 1 second. Is this the same religion for a second? You're telling me 2 days before Shana, you're not going to be in Yeshiva 3 Zdarma a day? With Meshuggah? What do you have in your box? What do you have? A seriously made true, you're not going to be in Yeshiva? Where are you? What planet do you live on? Is this the same religion? Is this? This is the Seder. The Ma'is at Staka different knowledge. And the emesis, and this is Klar, there's no problem that I turn to myself and I pump up myself and I point out to myself how much, how choshev my mahalach is. Because for me, my mahalach is the best in the world. And the problem is, in the Kritishkach, 90% of the Yidden, when they have such an encounter, not only do they walk away the conversation scratching their head, they come home and they tell the wife about it. And they tell the neighbor about it. And they start putting down that mahalach. Sugar, people, whatever. Where does that come from? Why do I have to tell my wife I'm a sugar? Again, if you want to point out the mahalach to your wife about strengthening your things, that's one thing, but I don't think it's bad. Why do you have to go tell your wife how Mamash Farukh, how they're crazy, this Chassid? What are they thinking? They're sugar. Why? Why do you have to tell your neighbor? The answer is Doik Fetishcha. The answer is because you're not klar enough in your mahalach. If you're strong enough in your mahalach, you wouldn't feel attacked. The answer is that somewhere in that conversation, and this is deep inside the Koyach Nefesh person, somewhere in that conversation, you felt attacked. Somewhere during that conversation, you felt attacked. Like Yen is proposing, this is the right mahalach and avoid this Hashem, and mine is not. If you would be strong in your chelek, this won't happen. I tell my wife always this is a perfect year for this. They have these, it's so many years on avoid Hashem. They have these, what they call them, these burqa ladies. These burqa ladies, they run around covered from top to bottom. Amish, without exception, every time. Me and my wife, we pass one of these ladies. My wife was Meshuggah. She's like, she can't stop talking about them. Like, it's like the Mufka. This is not sneeze. This is not. And I always point to my wife. I say, why is it taking up so much room by you? Why is it bothering you? Why are you talking about the next 2 days? Why are you talking about the next 3 days? I hear they're wrong. In our mahalach, they're wrong. They're wrong. That's not a mahalach. But why is it eating up? Why is it sitting on you for so long? And I say, if we would be totally comfortable with our mahalach and sneeze is a hard sugya, it's a big sugya, it's a very hard sugya. If we'd be shulling our mahalach and sneeze, then we wouldn't be talking about it for the next 3 days. We wouldn't want, right? We wouldn't start screaming to everybody how these people are mufka and start being mafkiya from them. And then, what do you mean mafkiya from them? Of course, it's barer for you. It's not. It's no shaykh. What does it touch you? The answer is this sugya. It's this sugya we're dealing with in Kenneth. I give 2 examples. There's so many more examples. There's so many examples. It's not as unsafe. It's in learning also. A guy comes to you and starts telling you a pshat. He's a panavitcher. And you're like, you really have a havmina? That's what the Rajba means. Like, you really, you're serious? Come on. Like, you really can read the Rajba that way? Say that. I have no problem you say that. But when you come back to Chavrusan tomorrow, you have to start talking about how bad panavitch is. Where's that coming from? Where's that? Where's that hemshach? Again, between a person themselves, a other person could say, you know, he could value what he has, he's supposed to, for care. Because the Baruch created us that way. But there's an attack there. If you'll see, you'll see. This is the Gerem HaMachlekes. Gerem HaMachlekes, if we would be klarer and we're stronger in this sugya of kinnah. We're working in the whole zman. We're working to try to get clear. Our yichid is the gevelt. What is my velt? And being mashlim and concentrating and being mashlim that. Maximizing and developing that to its fullest. If we would be full in our velt, much of the machlokes in Klal Yisrael, everyone would be full in their malach, much of the machlokes in Klal Yisrael wouldn't start. He would have his malach, I would have his malach. There's room for everybody. And again, it's a deep thing. The takah is his malach, it's takah mufka in my world. It's takah. For me, it's takah, it's takah mufka, it's takah. They're ruined, it's not right for me. But what's the shayas? The big world, b'shvili nevroilam, b'shvili nevroilam. Kadosh Baruch has room for a lot of big worlds, a lot of big things. This is what I wanted to mention a little bit. This is Sala Shove, in the Sugi from Kidna, in the Sugi from Achleik is waving cloud. And back to our Sugi, what we saw is, we have to walk out there with the Sugi. Our Tachlis is to be Yechidim. In the Gemara in Tainus, Mishnah with the Gemara. Mishnah in Tainus, the Avyud State. The Seder of Tainus. We start asking for Gshomit. State here, the Gimel Mechashim, and we have to state Zayin Mechashim. Upon him, after a certain amount of time passes, and there's no Gshomim, so we start Tainism. So state that you only start a tainus. The tzibur only is tainus by Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes, and it's not yerud kshomim. There's a tzibur. There's a tainus tzibur. However, the Mishnah says, "Higia yud zayim v'cheshev lo yerud kshomim." Even by yud zayim cheshvin already, it hasn't reached Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Lo yerud kshomim. His chilu yichidim is anim. Lashon the Mishnah. Yichidim. Not everyone, not the klal tzibur, but the yichidim start being misanim. Who's his yichidim? Mishnah more or less is saying, when Yudzayin Acheshem comes, tell me the Chachom and could start fasting. Find a new name for Talmud Chacham, a Yochid. Call it Yochid. This is the name for Talmud Chacham. This is the label. This is the Mahus of Talmud Chacham. So Avad of the Pashup Shat. Avad of the Pashup Shat is. Part of the Mahus of a Talmud Chacham is to run away, go away from the rest of the world. The rest of the world is running after Avolim and Moisrus and Alamin and Zach and there is in the world. And the Talmud Chacham, in order to become a Talmud Chacham, has to stand, there has to be an individual. Tak has to be an individual. That only means he has to be different at the end of the day. He has to live in his individual world in order to fight the tide, in order to not to be mushba by all the narishkeit that's going on in the world, all the chitsoinis that's going on in the world. Avada Netzemes. But Dachsech, what we're talking about this man, Avzen Nichlam. Dachsech, and then their label of Yechidus. It's not only talking about fighting against the Treifkeit that goes in the world. It's talking about that Talmud Chacham Bechlal, he lives in his own Yochidic world. Part of him, part of why Talmud Chacham was called Yochid, we saw that Memem Cheskin Ani Atura is, as we started this man, Sameach Bechalka. Kemiru to be Zoich in Torah, to be a Talmud Chacham, you have to be able to live in this world of Yechidus. You have to be a yochid. You have to be this person who taka draws his world and realize this is my turf, this is my cage. And I can't go out of it. That's his cage and this is my cage. What I was born with, yeah, he has beautiful things. He has unbelievable shver and he has an unbelievable neighbor and he has an unbelievable building and he has an unbelievable, I have a crazy building and a crazy neighbor. This is my chelik. Chule, everything in life, I'm being brought to me. Atam chocham is a yochid. This is what we have to strive to be. If we want to make headways in the Sukkah from Kenneth, and this is the Ikkar Sukkah, we have to strive to be a Yochid. Someone who's in Yochid, like we said, the Ikkar Koyach Yitzhar has to fight against us. He doesn't have. The Ikkar Koyach Yitzhar in Kenneth, the Ikkar ammunition is that he attacks the Nakud of Heder and Ayachidus. When Ayachidus is not developed, so then he could start up with us, he could shepherd us. When one is a yochid, he stays fast. He's a semeach b'chalka. He's a semeach b'chalka, he's zeich to be koinator. He's zeich to be a tam chocha. This is the part of the tam chocha. The tam chocha is a yochid. It's a yochid. Before we close the sugi from Kinnah, anyway, this is Kinnah. It's Rachel Anamoyd. I want to open up just one. We the Iker. Worked on a mahalach, a certain mahalach. I hope that's the... We worked on it. I think that's the Iker and the Kuda. But the Ma'isa, Bechetachpulei Tasa Mechama, has Kamed Rochim. I want to just open a window that there is another maybe focus. There's maybe another focus, a way to deal with kin about from klal. Lidaiti, even this mahalach, it has certain milus, it even maybe a certain tick and gummer to the sugi from kin. But usually a person, most people can only reach this madrega after the work on the first sugi we spoke about. However, I'm pointing out, I've been extremely surprised many times in the koyches hanefesh of a mensch, there's no seder. Many times you think Seder goes this way, you'd be surprised that this person all of a sudden he could jump. That mahalach is a lot easier for him than this mahalach. You think this mahalach should go kaseder azay? Person could have many ways he could jump to another mahalach. The other mahalach is heard. The Makor HaDvarim is in the Ramban. We mentioned the Tziva B'Haftor Echamayich. We mentioned very briefly in the beginning of the Vadim. Ramban learns that the mitzvah B'Haftor Echamayich, looked in the mitzvah B'Haftor Echamayich, is about the Tziva Lelakanis. Ramban's lashon is. Shelo yitein psich pchisus hamidah sakin of a levoy. The Ramban says that a person, after chamoicha, he's willing to like yenim, but not that he should be like me, chmein. You know, let him get a good shirich. He shouldn't have a good wife himself. You know, his son, let him get a good shirich. He should have everything. He should have everything going for him. The person, it's very hard because that makes a person, like we said, makes a person feel small. It's very hard. It challenges you. It attacks you. So the Haftar Echamayich licked the tzivu to fight against kin. So again, what we speak about the whole Zman, the Taka Mahalach. And if a person doesn't work on building himself, he's not never going to be able to love him. If a person is fest, shalim in himself, he's able to be the Haftar Echamayich, he's able to do it. He'll do it and it won't hurt him. However, it's possible to say a little bit Mahalach Fakir. It's possible to say that if you do the Haftar Echamayich, that takes away kin. What do I mean? I mentioned this different times, I think, a bit on the Sugi from Chesed, we mentioned Sach and Sach, the earlier Makaris, but the most clear Loshen, stated later Achrayim, in Dessler and Shimon both say, Shimon and Ardomit, Ashar Yoshin, they both say the way to Mekayim B'Haftar Ech Kamoichon is what they call by a person spreading out his honey. When a person spreads out his honey, and it's clearly other people, then he can make a haftar chamoicha. There's a musik of widening a person's ani, the marshal, the best marshal of the person's family. A person's family, a person's kids, a person feels like they're him. It's not him against me. It's all me. A person's wife, hopefully. So Taisus, it's mashmer even. It could be even stronger than a child. A person could reach a mahalach that it could ishtek a gufa yoyser from his daughter, Taisus. Wife could also be. It's an egg in the sach. So come Shimon, so that's there. That a person could have Avos Yisrael, that the very fact that he's a Yid, he has a connection to me, a person works on this, it's a Gantz Avoy, it's that hard to reach this. You usually have to misaken your own Ani before you do this, but there's a mahalach of widening out your Ani. Of this, Taka says, the way is by giving to Yenim. When a person gives a lot to Klal Yisrael, gives a lot to every member in Klal Yisrael, he feels connected to them. But the mahalach is, at the end of the day, the haftar chamoicha that I feel that I'm a part of every member in Klal Yisrael. I see a Yid, I see me, I see in a certain way me. This is a new way, maybe, to deal with the sugya kin. Because although we spoke about living in the Zman, kinna attacks everybody. There's no time, kinna has off, there's no Shabbos, there's no vacation. Kinna attacks a person 24/7, and every person. There's one exception to kinna. It's Lashon Gemara. Gemara says, "Bakol odom miskane, chutz mi benoyu mi talmidai." Lashon Gemara. So bakol again, everything. Kinna's up, everything, no matter what, everything. Chutz is an exception. Mi benoyu mi talmidai. Gemara says. What does that mean? A person's own son and a talmid is a person's ruchni yisdikas son. A person's not miskane. Why? What's the pshat? Pshat's very simple. The way we speak, b'shtal avek and also different kinna. Kinna is attacking my yichidius. It's attacking my individuality, attacking my specialness. When I see Yenna being Batzliach, it automatically makes me feel down, it makes me feel inferior. But my son, my Talmud, he's Mamshech me. What is he? He makes me feel inferior. He is me. It's not me. His Atzloch is mine Atzloch. There's no challenge. The whole Sugi from Kinna doesn't start. The whole him against me is not dear by my son and my Talmud. His Kinna is, his Atzloch is mine Atzloch. It doesn't start. If a person manages to get to a madriga where every Yid in Klal Yisrael is him, he feels connected to every Yid in Klal Yisrael. It's So every year in Klal Yisrael, every year in Klal Yisrael, every year that's what doesn't. It's even tiefer again. It's cholik ma'oyim. It's nahalach that we've been learning. This is mine. The whole is mine. I think most of my people in Klal Yisrael, this is my dragon. He's talking at me. I'm not holding that. He's me. He's not me. But his hatzloch is not going to hurt me because I'm showing. I shored up the chesaron in me, the chilek ahedr in me, the void in me. It is not going to bother me. But here, this maybe a deeper, is even earlier. If I manage to be koyel on myself and everyone else, I manage to be kind of after ruch. So then, the kasha doesn't start. The kasha is chesaron. Yeah, this hatzloch doesn't bother me. Kiyuzef, I care. I'm happy. It doesn't bother me. Kiyuzef. Someone in the Va'at told me that his father learned by the Manchester Rosh Hashiva. And once we had a kinnah. He had a kinnah clapping a certain person. So tell me exactly, brought him, but a lot of times, there are some cases a person has pushed one person, he can't get the kinnah out of his blood. It's really different. That's him really himself. But the Ma'is and Mitzias, that person is really different. And did Jesus, it's not a Ma'is. He went, even though he couldn't push, couldn't make heads to get out of the Sukkim kinnah, he went to the Manchester Rosh Hashiva and said, the Manchester Rosh Hashiva told him to start giving a lot to this bachur. Start giving a lot to this bachur. Don't stop. Give. Stop giving that. That's this mouth. That was this mouth. Again, many times a person might not have to do that if he's not enough confident in his own malach. I told him the kechas nefesh works differently. That's the sveita malach. Malach is to test yourself to that person, but even that his hatzlocha doesn't challenge me. So you want to end it off, that's a whole nother window, that's a whole nother, no, the whole nother mahalach of how to have a chalaf, how to deal with kiddah. On the end of the Vadam kiddah, bracha or atocha, until now we've been singing how bad kiddah is, let's talk about maybe how much hatzlocha, and me the type of ruba, how much a person who's matzliach in the second kiddah, how he's zoichah to lehefach. It's a beautiful guy, I learned this Pashach Mishle, he talks about this. Going in Parag Yudalev, Mishle Yudalev, Pasuk Chafei Shteik, the Basuk Pasuk Shteik, Nefesh Brocha Tedusha. It's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Shlomo Melech says, Nefesh Brocha Tedusha. Nefesh Brocha, the Nefesh was Brocha, we'll see too soon how the going touch Tedusha. Tedusha means, Zeicha Tedusha, the Lashon Am Medushin in English. It's very hard to touch Medusha in English. Medusha is something that is, it's almost like fertilized, ready to grow. It's ready, it's in a matzah where it's ready to spread and grow. What's the title of the pasuk? Zoch the going like this. Nefesh bracha kloimar. Mi shemavorech lechol adam v'chofetz b'toivosam. Taish shem nefesh bracha is a person who's full of brachas. Everyone he sees the bracha. Wow, you just got that shtela. Ah, gevalik. You were zoich the answer of Gvega I was trying for the past 5 days. Unbelievable. You said a great chabura. Gevalik. It's what we call in our lashon, someone who forgives to everybody. Someone who's going around benching people all the time. When everyone has atzlochas, he goes gavaldik, and it's bemis. He's chofetz. Chofetz means an inner rotzen, b'tavosim. Ve'einu mekani behem. U'mach mazeh yisamach leiv shel b'nei odom. V'yedashin atzmei shoyimov ha'mezborchem. He makes those people feel great. Zok the goyin, you know what he's zeichet to? He's zeichet to, l'kfein gam hu yedushin hepech ha'mekani u'rekav atzom eskin. So I'm doing everything. This again, we spoke about the whole zman, the bad midah. What's the midah toiva that's connected to this kinnah? Dachzik, there's another midah beside the Pashup Shad is some. This is the person who's the fagina. A fagina is the midah toiva that's exactly the opposite of makane. A fagina is someone who's so full, he's so shalim, he's so sameach bechilkoi, that he enjoys giving to another person. Why not? He knows that's not going to help. It's not going to take him bother him. He was in. It's only going to make him bigger. Zok the goyin, not only aren't you tortured by kinnah, zok the goyin, maybe the goyin. There's a tnuas and nefesh. That's the opposite of kinnah. Kinnah we saw as an erosive koyach. It's an erosive koyach. It eats away at the zech. The goyin is saying this is what lashon tedushan means. Tedushan means it places your atzomos in a matzav. Atzomos are dry things. They usually it places your atzomos in a matzav. They're ready to grow. They're ready to spread. Tedushan nefesh broch tedushan is a person who's spread. Things are going to happen. Things are going to move. He's going to create things. He's going to walk in. Things are going to start happening. The shia is going to start growing. The community is going to start growing. That's loch is going to happen. This person is tedushan. It's exactly the opposite of what's happening. He's built. Things are going to start moving. Things are going to start growing from such a person because he is the opposite of mekane. This is a nefesh broch. This is the haftocha. someone taka works on the needs of kinnah. Someone who builds himself up, someone who's meach b'chelka, he taka, he could become what Aaron Akun did to Moshe Ben Uroch, he has no problem. He blesses the other person and taka, he feels good about the other person. Because he's sure he's not threatened by the other person who keeps it. When he's not threatened by the person, what etzem, what he is, when I give to Yenim, I'm even making myself greater. It doesn't hurt my enoichis. He realizes it only greatens my enoichis. When he realizes that, and he's kachis and he's naik, taka, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's the dusha. Shalom Yisrael, this is Hashem taka. Work on it, it's a life's argument. We still do the shroshim. Shalom Yisrael, to work on it, and he's sakhin in his skin, to the brocha, the nefesh, a brocha, to dusha.
I have to borrow it.